What up, squad? Mizzy World Entertainment is excited to present episode 5 of Family Blitz, the most authentic NFL podcast out right now, hosted by yours truly and my cousin, Vern Knowledge. What's the deal, cousin?
What up, cousin? You already know, baby.
Chilling, baby. We got a lot of news to go through. Off the field news, Deshaun Watson, Marion Barber, lead the way.
So we're going to start off with the somber news of the passing of the old Dallas running back Marion Barber. Just briefly, what was your take on that? Just what you saw from Marion in his playing days?
It was sad. I know he's young. Like I said before, he was kind of the dude we were watching as we were coming up and playing the game, because right. He was kind of in the early 2000s as a right. running back. I just remember him as being a tough runner. Remember him playing for Minnesota because I'm a huge Michigan fan. Huge, great competitor, just right. a great running back, man. Right. It's just a sad story.
Right, yeah, same thing. Like you said, just in the prime of our watching years, mm-hmm. he was our running back. And obviously, being a Cowboys fan, I watched a lot of him, right? Mm-hmm. So just his style. He was like, we talked about it earlier. He was beast mode before beast mode was beast mode. Yep. He was the beast mode before Marshawn Lynch was doing his thing in the league. So mm-hmm. just sad news, man. Just, you know, condolences to Barber family.
Facts.
Just sad to hear, man.
Yes, sir. Sad news.
Going on to even more sad news.
Even more somber news.
And all the other, the more allegations that are coming out uh-huh. on Deshaun Watson. Man, what's your thoughts on what's going on? The further thoughts on Deshaun Watson?
The more information that's coming out, the response by mm-hmm. his lawyer just is discouraging, man. I'm a right. huge Deshaun Watson fan. When the allegations first came out, I was a huge Deshaun Watson supporter, knowing right. that he never had these allegations in college. His early years in the league, he never had any of these allegations. But for now to come out and see, all right, 66 massages in right. the past 18 months. To hear the response of your lawyer is just very discouraging.
Very
from my aspect, because it's just harder and harder to defend this. Now it's looking like, bro, it's clear right. as day, like you have an issue.
Right. And as far as like him playing, I feel like
that might be out the window for this year.
He might not be getting on the field this year.
That might be out the window for this year.
And which you know, we're gonna talk about it in a little bit, but like which it leaves Cleveland in a conundrum. Like,
yes.
You know, after
paying
this man guaranteed, the only guaranteed contract in the history of the game, mm-hmm. $230 million. Mm-hmm. With the being unaware of the legal situation and what was going to come.
Ramifications.
The future ramifications of what was going to come off of that case. Mm-hmm. And then now sitting here in this situation.
Huge negligence
now,
on their part.
Huge.
Huge negligence on their part.
And it's like, oh man, like you said, it's just getting harder and harder to defend Deshaun Watson at this point.
Cause yes.
Like you said, even your lawyers is coming out and saying things that's, you know, going against you, not
exactly.
necessarily going against you, but it's not helping you.
Exactly.
So it's just a bad situation, man.
A bad view of what's going on right now.
And I was looking forward to seeing him on the field.
Still, yes. I mean, I thought it was done. And that's why it's so right. discouraging. I thought, all right, we got the 22 allegations I think we were at the time, and then we got another one, then another one, and then, all right, the DA or whatever, I guess the lawyer that's handling the civil case for the women comes out and says,
right.
no, this dude's been, you know what I'm saying, he has 66 appointments in the past 18 months.
Year and a half.
Bro, yeah, your body ain't that.
Come on, bro. You ain't even been playing football.
In the past year. So for it to still continuously be going on, is, bro, you got a problem to address. But moving on, that's for the Browns aspect, like I said, that's huge negligence. But then it's also like I don't see how you can even try to come through and patch up that relationship with the person that you had to patch up that relationship with, and that's Baker Mayfield. You went and sought out Deshaun Watson without making sure that he will be able to play on the field, because right. me and you are in agreement that this is probably going to result in him not being able to play again this year.
This year, yeah, definitely.
So how do you go back and say, oh, hey, Bake, we need you for another year, though. Please.
That's the thing about it. Like, I feel like at this point, I mean, like, there's no real contenders for big, because it ain't like people out here looking for big, trying to get big. So like it's like a situation where big needs Cleveland just as much as Cleveland need big, but at the same time, how do you mend that relationship?
Exactly.
Like, how do you say, hey, big, listen.
How do you come in and try to put a winning football team on the field with that quarterback next year?
Exactly. With everything that, the turmoil, everything that transpired in the offseason, I just don't think he'd be in the right frame of mind to even want to be the quarterback for Cleveland.
Exactly.
So, man.
Tough situation. It's a
huge situation.
Tough situation, man. That's huge news, and as an NFL fan, I'm sad, but it's also like, hey, man, that just shows that DeSean has a huge problem, and there's probably an issue with just overall mental thoughts with a lot of athletes towards
what. Can you see Bake? Can you see Bake coming back? Can you see Bake being a starting quarterback?
I could. I'm gonna say he's not going to be, though. He's not going to. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it happens, but I'm gonna say no. It's not gonna happen.
I agree. I was just about to say I wouldn't be surprised if he do come back, you know, be the quarterback. But at the same time, it's like, you know, that relationship is gonna be tough to like try to get him back on the
field. From Bake's side, I just don't.
Yeah, from Bake's point of view, it's gonna be hard to even for him to even want to be on the field for Cleveland.
Exactly.
So.
They probably been telling them stay away from the building these past few months. Like, it gets tough. It's a sticky situation, man.
Moving on. So we talk about each episode, we go over a team or two and their off season and their outlook looking forward in the 2022 season. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to do an NFC East team and we're going to do an AFC East team. We're going to start with the NFC East team. My team, my favorite team, my Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Mizzy World.
Yes, sir.
We talked about them a little bit on the last episode about the Cowboys in the offseason and what they did. Mm-hmm. And we compared them to the Eagles. We were doing our, you know, our best teams in the division.
Mm-hmm. And we had a little debate about that.
About that. So what do you think about the Cowboys? What do you think first about the Cowboys' offense, or Cowboys' outlook and their offseason and what they look like going into the season?
In general, sitting back and thinking about it, like I still said, I think the Eagles have closed the gap talent-wise, but I do not believe that it's completely closed. I think y'all did have kind of a down offseason compared to the splashy, loud moves that have been made, especially just in your division alone with the move of A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. But in comparison, I feel like it could be a huge opportunity for players to take that leap, and I feel like that could be the formula that you guys need. In my opinion, the loss of Randy Gregory was probably one of the huger, one of the bigger losses, especially since you guys thought you had him in the bag, and then he backed out because of a clause in the contract. So, listen,
we did pick up Dante Fowler,
right,
in the offseason.
So y'all addressed that, and then I feel like I said with Cedric Wilson being gone and with Amari Cooper being gone, now you're going to ask for CD to step up a lot more and Dak Prescott to step up a lot more. So I feel like that's going to bode well for them because, hey, listen, I feel as though it's in them. It's just now you got to put it out there. Dak knows the pressure's on him. I feel as though he's a hard worker. He's been putting in the work, and he's ready to have a healthy, full, competitive great season. Right. So I think y'all have a good outlook as far as and then the NFC is up in the air right now anyway. Like it's not as stacked as the AFC. I feel like whoever can catch their foot in the NFC East, because you guys are kind of like the most battle tested division as well as with like the NFC West. They can be a little scary team. So I'm not going to say coming in, you guys can be are like Super Bowl favorites, but I could see if midway through the year, people are like, oh, well, Dak is playing great CDs and a clear top five receiver in the league. Right. You get what I'm saying? Right. And the defense is building on what they did last year. So I could see that.
To me, I think it's predicated on Dak's play, obviously. If he can play the way he played to start last season before he got that other second injury before that New England game. If he can play that way, I think we're going to be dangerous. I mean, don't get it twisted. Last week I said that the Eagles are on paper or a better team than the Dallas Cowboys. But that don't mean that I think on the field that they're going to beat my Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
We are still going to be a comparable team. Again, the loss of Amari Cooper is going to only make CeeDee Lamb be that much better. He's going to have to step up and be that much better.
I feel like y'all get him more implemented into the offense. I'm talking about like quick passes. You get what I'm saying? He is going to be.
Get the ball in his hand early.
You look at what Jamar Chase has done. Justin Jefferson. Some of these young wide receivers that he's come out in the class with. He has that talent. Yeah, so that now it's like, hey, yo, get some of those other dudes out there that are big contracts. They're big name receivers. You get what I'm saying? That we got to feed the ball to more and focus more so on this young talent of a monster that we have because and he was a beast in college.
Someone else that we have to get the ball in their hands early too is Tony Pollard. We have to get the ball in his hands more.
Glad you brought that up.
Kellen Moore has had to implement Tony Pollard more into our offense.
That's
nothing against Zeke, even though Zeke is not playing as nearly as good as he has at the beginning of his career.
He has to come back and have a healthy year.
He has to come back and have a great year. Don't get me wrong. But we have to get Tony Pollard the ball more. If I think we can get Pollard the ball more, take some pressure off of Dak, I think we're going to be good. And then I think our defense is just going to be that much more better.
Yep, they're going to build. I feel like it's inevitable that they're going to build on what they did last year.
Right. So moving on, we're going to go to the AFC East. We're going to go to the Bills. I'm going to start with the Bills because I love their offseason.
Agreed.
I love their offseason. With the addition of Von Miller on the other side. I think the rookie from Michigan. He was a rookie last year from Michigan. I can't think of his name right now. But he was the rookie from Michigan, the D-lineman. To add him, they had him. He had a good rookie season. To add Von Miller on the other side of that. We're not going to talk about Josh Allen and then what he's capable of in that offense.
Going to be favorite. He's definitely going to be favored to win the MVP.
They're going to be a Super Bowl favorite from the jump. They got picked up somebody else too. Oh yeah, O.J. Howard in the offseason from the Buccaneers. They picked up. So that's just weapons on weapons that they got. I just think they're going to be a team to be reckoned with. They're a Super Bowl favorite in my eyes.
Oh yeah, completely agree. For me though, you mentioned the fully guaranteed contract of Von Miller. You mentioned the pickup of O.J. Howard, but for me, the biggest move was they kept their number one wide receiver for their star quarterback. What multiple top teams didn't do. Devontae gone, Tyreek gone. You get what I'm saying? So you guys kept Stephon Diggs and then added O.J. Howard, and then you bolster up that defense with adding on Von Miller, and then you were only a play away from the AFC Championship game last year.
It was 14 seconds. I mean, I think that defensive coordinator should be fired, if you ask me. But
you feel what I'm saying? But, how do you let the ball get into the fastest player on the field's hands?
You let Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill catch the ball. The two people that you don't want to beat you
the touchdown and the two-pointer.
Come on, bro.
All right, but yeah, I love the offseason. And like I said, I felt like the biggest move for me was like just keeping Stephon Diggs, man, and keeping that continuity going with the offense and keeping it going, man. So to me, they're going to be a very, very scary team in that AFC next year. And that stacked AFC.
After that loss they just took.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Watch out for the Bills, baby.
Yes, sir. So
that's
it, right? That's episode 5, Family Blitz, Mizzy World ENT, Vern Knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Like, comment, share, subscribe. Y'all know what it is. Gang.